And welcome to Hagmann. It is the Hagmann Report for today. It's Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. A lot of information to get into. Going to get right into it right now. You know, the left, the intolerant, the much objectionable left, the communist left, the Democrat left, the communist Democrats. I'm sick and tired of every single one of them. Every single one of you out there who are listening, monitoring this program, for that purpose, for the purpose of surveillance, okay, I'm sick and tired of you. And I'll tell you what, your time is short. Your time is extremely short. You know, recently, and I have to say this, okay, I am going to be more active on Gab, on Getter, on Parler, and other platforms. I haven't been. Twitter can kiss off. I'm not going to touch Twitter, but I am going to be more active on social networking while I still can. The reason, of course, is we can touch additional people out there with our ideology. But I put up a social networking post. Oh, I know. Unlike me, I haven't done it in a couple of years, I think. On Gab, and I think it was also on Parler as well. There it is on your screen. You know, the left wants to let bygones be bygones, right? Let's just forget about it. How about some pandemic amnesty? There was an article in The Atlantic that I cited here. Brown University professor Emily Oster, writing for The Atlantic, wants to heal divisions that were created during the COVID-19 pandemic. All right. Sounds good, doesn't it? Let's just let bygones be bygones and accept a pandemic amnesty. Now that these nonsensical COVID provisions, rules, idiotic insanity, now that they're being lifted, that now that they are actually being shown to have been built upon lie after lie after lie, you're the liars, the left, the communist left. You're the liars, the politicians. I'm going to show you how big the lie is today, too. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to show you how big this is. But here's my take. Ain't going to happen. No amnesty for you. No soup for you. No amnesty for you. These political, professional, insane, demonic pustules, they have to go away. They have to be. Look, in my view, they must be dealt with in a court of law at the very least. These political leftists now saying, well, you know, let's see if we can find some middle ground. Oh, how'd that work back in 2021, 2020? How'd that work? Your sausage-like fat ass fingers in my face saying, put a mask on. I don't think so. Now you're saying, well, you know, let's let bygones be bygones. I don't think so. Even Sundance from Conservative Treehouse agrees with me on this, and he's been pretty right along with me, or me with him. I don't know. But the fact is, we're supposed to embrace this new enlightenment, writes Sundance, from the same people who were demanding our acquiescence to their dictates and sneering at those who did not comply. Well, you can just kiss my you know what, okay? Ain't happening. Writes Sundance, and I echo this 100%. And I quote here, I want, heck, need to see these people destroyed with the heat of 1,000 supernovas. The vulgar lies and verbal filth have been extreme for 2 years as these ideological parasites utilize their microphones and typeset. Ah, this guy writes great. In a brutal attempt to tear down our nation, we have all been witness. We have all been witness to this. Anyone trying to convince us this assembly of our nation is not tenuous might want to revisit their proximity to reason, because they're not just out of the city, they're also out of the same state the ballpark is located in. And I agree. So when you understand, and this is the big thing here, my anger toward this, these moronic, again, pustules, these boils on the backs of swine are covering for a larger agenda, or they're stupid, or both. Because the truth is much bigger than anyone understands. In the interest of time, I want to get to this right away. I want to hit you with a couple of videos real quick. First off, okay? Because here's the reason. Understand what they're trying to cover up. Understand what they're trying to, who the people they're trying to protect. Understand what their agenda is. And you do. I know you do. When I say that, in no way is that any kind of denigration. That's for people who are monitoring this for content, for other reasons. I want to go to video number one. Jamie Glazoff did a great series on Front Page. I'm cherry picking some of this in the interest of time, just getting right to the heart of the matter. I want to play this video clip. It's under 2 minutes. Excuse me. It's under 2 minutes. This video one, again, all the links will be at HagmanReport.com. Please bookmark HagmanReport.com, visit there. And please, please do me a favor, spread the word about this show. All right. Video one, Inside the Globalist Haunting Depopulation Agenda. Let's start right here. Video one, go ahead.
Everything that God said that we should do, or that we have for our provision. The globalist movement today is moving in the polar opposite direction on every issue. On every issue. Should man and woman be in a monogamous relationship? No. Should the food of the field be good enough to nourish us? No, we need to eat insects instead. Should the cattle in the field provide food for us? No, they provide too much flatulence. They need to be done away with. Can't have beef. Can't have red meat. The energy that's in the ground that has been a boon to the world ever since it began to be used intelligently. The energy in the ground is part of that provision that came out of the earth. Is that good enough to run the economy and supply the economy? No. We must do away with evil oil and coal and all those things and use alternative energy instead. These technocrats and transhumans today universally believe in a very mechanistic philosophy that excludes God completely. They want nothing to do with the concept of a designer. They will deny any intelligent design. Rather, they will go along with Darwinism and say that, well, we just happened, the whole thing, the world and all the people in it just happened by chance, and all of a sudden a few molecules got real smart, and they're the smart ones. And they deny the, very pointedly, they deny intelligent design of the universe and of man. And yet now they openly are saying that they are taking over evolution. They're hijacking evolution because now they have the tools to become the intelligent designer. And so whether it be seeds or animals or even humans, they are looking now to move forward with evolution and become the intelligent designers that they denied in the first place.
When you speak...
All right. Right on the money. That's Patrick Wood, good friend of the program, friend of mine. Just a fantastic intellectual. I have to say this. Again, this is bigger than you know. This is about them being small gods, reaching immortality within their immorality, but reaching immortality, becoming small g gods, killing us and rendering us to some pen, if you will, in a closed setting. Video to Leo Homan, also a friend of the program, friend of mine, know him. Great writer, great speaker as well. Leo Homan talking about the biggest propaganda operation in human history. You are a part of it. You know that. You know this. Very important. Here it is.
Initial watch on November 4th went public with federal government documents it obtained as a result of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed over a year ago with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Biden administration. Kudos to Judicial Watch. Why? Because what we now have in our hands is a treasure trove of documents in which we really do find the smoking gun that confirms what we knew all along. This pandemic was a scamdemic meant to get us all vaccinated with an all-new experimental mRNA gene therapy injection. No legitimate medical treatment that is truly life-saving would have required this amount of poking and prodding and psychological manipulation to get people to take it. This was quite simply the biggest, most expensive, mind-controlling operation in human history. These documents that Judicial Watch received from the federal government had to do with the Health and Human Services, quote, COVID-19 Community Corps program, which included its, quote, trusted messenger campaign. What they uncovered was shocking. A massive covert propaganda campaign by the Biden administration that sought to recruit and enlist not only the medical establishment, but the entire entertainment industry, the sports world, the religious communities, the nonprofits, and the business community. It was all encompassing. Here we are with some examples, which included, I'm going to tick them off real quickly here, so stick with me.
And listen to this.
A vaccine engagement package to all entertainment talent and management agencies. Vaccine engagement package to all media companies and show producers. Outreach to major cultural event producers. Outreach with the We Can Do This brand name and engage ideas to major businesses and associations. Launching of the Community Corps business chapter. Start a celebrity share the mics program. Have celebrities and politicians appear with late night TV hosts for vaccination videos. Produce HHS question and answer videos featuring local black doctors discussing the vaccines, how they work, and why the public should get them. Request that Tom Brady create a video with his parents encouraging, you guessed it, vaccination. Create custom partnerships with the social media platforms with algorithms to hit the audience. Launch Hollywood comedy writers' video content. Work with YouTube on an original special about vaccinations targeted to young people. Work with Instagram, the largest social media platform, to produce a series about vaccines and young people. Request major TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram influencers to create videos of themselves being vaccinated.
Pause.
Request.
Okay, not only being vaccinated, but in that part right there, also promoting and getting paid to promote the vaccinide, the injecticide. I'm telling you right now, there are alternative broadcasters who are paid money to lie to you. Go ahead. Not this platform. Go ahead.
Vaccination special on, this is a real interesting one, the Christian Broadcasting Network featuring evangelical leaders pushing the vax. Requests that the major live entertainment TV shows feature hosts being vaccinated on the air. Requests that TV morning and daytime talk shows feature special vaccination reunion moments with everyday Americans talking about what this means to them, with an example given that someone will be shown hugging their grandmother for the first time after being vaccinated.
Bastards.
Convene an editorial meeting with the publishers of Catholic newspapers and newsletters across the country. Have Dr. Jill Biden interview with Chip and Joanna Gaines of the Magnolia Decorating Corporation. It's a TV network that focuses on homesteading, decorating, home remodeling, and such. Request interviews with Black Entertainment Network. Request a vaccination special with the Christian Broadcasting Network, Netflix, and evangelical leaders. Place a, quote, trusted messenger on the Joe Rogan Show and Barstool Sports to promote vaccination.
Huh.
The documents also uncovered partnerships with all manner of sports leagues and media networks, the NFL, NASCAR, Major League Baseball, NBA, CMA, the gamut. Work with all major sport leagues to send vaccination information to the ticket holders. You can't escape this, folks, no matter how you tried to hide.
Okay, you can ESPN. Cut it right there. I was going to let it play to the end, but folks, again, HagmanReport.com, watch the whole thing. In fact, I'll put a link to Front Page Magazine. Jamie does a great job in this. But I want to tell you something, okay? Look, if this was good for you, good for us, you wouldn't have to be doing that. They wouldn't be doing that. And now they want forgiveness. Now they're saying, hey, let's reach the middle ground. F you. Okay. And what's, there's a meme out there. F you. And when you get to, oh, I can't remember what it was, but it was a string of expletives, obviously. And that's just barely how I feel about these people, because these people are demonic in nature. Look, and in the second half of this show, you're going to have to pay attention, because I'm going to tell you right now, regardless of what happens next Tuesday, regardless of what happens, and I don't have a really great feeling about next Tuesday, but regardless of what happens, you are going to see the breakout of fighting in the United States. I want to add very quickly, I am in contact with, in real time, an individual in Brazil, okay, for the elections there. Bolsonaro lost, Lula the communist won. There was a lot of weird stuff that happened, much like 2020. Trucks are not running. You're not seeing this on the news, okay? I'm in contact with real time. I cannot reach this person right now. But let me tell you something. There's things happening in Brazil that are would just blow your mind, all right? That's coming to America, regardless of what happens on next Tuesday. All right, let's go to video number three, the globalist endless manufactured crises. This is a 2 minute, 2 minutes of this video. This really kind of sums it up as well. Go ahead.
COVID, but consider the COVID pandemic in general as a biological attack rather than just something that happened. Oh gosh, we're sorry. Think about the propaganda campaign that has just been absolutely over the top ever since COVID started. Think about the biological attack that took place then with the messenger RNA shots. Think about the economic destruction that has taken place since COVID began, and all the lockdowns and shutdowns and et cetera, people losing their jobs. Think about the economic or about the energy crisis that we have today, because started with the war in Ukraine, by the way, but now we have a raging energy crisis around the world. This is often typical of war. Energy becomes the most valuable resource that you can imagine. Think about the food crisis that has come upon us now. This is also a manufactured crisis. Nothing natural about this whatsoever, other than the fact there are some places experiencing drought. But there are ways to deal with drought in the world of agriculture, and practices like cutting back nitrogen fertilizer by 30% to farmers is absolutely suicidal. Of course, it will result in less food. Then you have the financial crisis that we're sitting on right now, which again is a manufactured crisis. You have all these crises happening at the same time. And I will suggest, as I have done in a few public speeches recently, that what we're facing is a polycrisis of doom, essentially. The enemy has prosecuted a war against humanity. Mm. All of these things are part, these are tools of warfare. They're not really surprising either. When physical war breaks out, the most natural outcome of physical war is hunger, famine, almost invariably follows war. You also have an energy crisis often because the infrastructure has been destroyed during the course of war. And financial crisis, that also follows because monetary systems get blown up and shredded and everything. So all these things are happening to us today at the same time.
All right. That was, again, Patrick Wood wrapping it up. There's a PDF out there. All right. Now, again, to show you how big this is. Prior to the SARS-CoV-2, and prior to event 201, but in the run-up to 201, there was a paper that was published in Canada. The PDF link will be in the program notes. I want to show you what this PDF is. Exploring Biodigital Convergence. All right. That's the paper. That's the multi-page document. And when you read this, this should open your eyes. Okay. This was published out of Canada. And this particular PDF explains things very well, because you recently heard, for example, The Intercept talking about, hey, guess what? You heard Leo Homan talking about the Judicial Watch documents uncovering this push toward vaccination, this push toward censorship on as well. On the social media and social networking, what are they trying to cover up? Are they trying to cover up voter fraud? Okay, sure. That's minor league crap. What they're trying to cover up is what they're doing. WEF agenda. This kind of lays it out in a very, very frightening way. And for all of you people who believe, for example, the COVID shots are inert or that don't have any lasting ramifications, read this, because this was written, let me enlarge this here on my end. This was written by a group of people signed by Kirstel van der Elst, Director General of Policy Horizons Canada. All right. Now, when you scroll through this or when you read this, it gets into the various ways biodigital convergence is emerging. There's three ways on the one page. Full physical integration of biological and digital entities. If you scroll down one more page, you'll see it. One more page. There it is. The three ways right there. Co-evolution of biological and digital technologies and the conceptual convergence of biological and digital systems. What they're saying is man will become machine, machine will become man. But when you look at this and you go through this very carefully, you'll find out that they've already achieved having a robot with a human brain and having a human brain accentuated by robotic means, and I'm not talking about some medical application. I am talking about experimental applications. That should scare the you know what out of you. And right underneath that, you can see it. Change human beings, our bodies, minds, and behaviors. That's their goal. They want to change human beings. See, God created us in his image. They can't have that. They need to destroy us. Celeste Salome, God bless her. Again, link in the program description box. Also on the Glazunov front page report. She was interviewed 45 minutes talking about how they're impacting us through the aerosolized sprays, through the food supply, through the water. This is big, and they don't want this out. And by the way, the stuff that The Intercept talks about and The Federalist and other places, this censorship, this attack on the truth has been going on in earnest since when? Not in the last couple of years, but since really George W. Bush. And then it got really going under Obama. And of course, now under Biden, it's out of control. Change or create other organisms. So they want to create other organisms or change the ones that we have. Alter ecosystems. All right. You get the drift, right? Again, in the interest of time, scroll down, if you will, to page, I believe it's, let's see here. And I'm going to help you out, Eric. It's okay. It's going to be page 16. So if you scroll down to page 16, it gives you an example for one example. Good morning, BioDigital. Many factors could affect how biodigital convergence technologies could impact different societies, countries, cultures, and so on. This is one person's scenario. I wake up to the sunlight and salty coastal air of the Adriatic Sea. I don't live anywhere near the Mediterranean, but my AI, which is also my health advisor, has prescribed a specific air quality scent and solar intensity to manage my energy levels in the morning, and has programmed my bedroom to mimic this climate. And it goes on and on and on. Everything that this person does, it's all AI. It's all automated. The fresh bed sheets grown in my building from regenerating fungi are better than I imagined. Yeah, okay, you go ahead and sleep on fungi, you crazy lunatic. Read this. All right. Some additional pieces of information. Again, the big news is, hey, guess what? They've been lying to us. The government's been lying to us. They've been censoring us. Mark Zuckerberg, Twitter has been, they've been agents of the state. Big news, big news. Here it is right here. Leaked documents outline DHS's plan to police disinformation. Oh, big news. As if this hasn't been going on for the last decade. It has. But this is focused on the recent issues with Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, and other places. 15. All right. Folks, the link to this document will be in the program description box. I don't want to keep our guests waiting.